This is Jay Sekulow back in Washington, D.C. The House schedules a vote for the repeal of Obamacare.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We want to show people we are resolved to get rid of this. And while the court upheld it as constitutional, they certainly didn't say that it was a good law.
Now, the president's law takes us in the wrong direction. It violates all of the principles we hold dear in health care, whether it's affordability or accessibility or choices or quality. The Supreme Court has said that it's constitutional. That doesn't make it good policy for the country.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Look, what the Chief Justice of the United States said in his ruling was the court does not express any opinion on the wisdom of the Affordable Care Act. Under the Constitution, that judgment is reserved to the people. And the people understand that they don't want Washington running their health care.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And as that song says, it does not come easy when it comes to dealing with Obamacare. But the House is poised for a historic vote on repeal. And in the legislation that is proposed to be voted on Wednesday, this is very important, folks. There are two specific paragraphs of the bill that address the issue which we've been saying has been such a significant one, and that is the increased expansion of abortion in the bill. Paragraph 7, number 7 of the House resolution says this: while President Obama promised that nothing in the law would fund elective abortion, the law expands the role of the federal government in funding and facilitating abortion and plans that cover abortion. Moreover, the law effectively forces millions of individuals to personally pay a separate abortion premium in violation of their sincerely held religious, ethical, or moral beliefs. The law does not create any exemptions based on religious freedom. That is actually in this legislation, and that is why it is so critical, this vote coming up Wednesday, to get this through the House. Jordan, the fight on this issue of Obamacare does not stop, and now the focus is abortion.
That's right. I mean, this is the 31st time that House Republicans have been willing to repeal all or part of Obamacare financially, going at the issues involving life. So I think people have to realize they're listening right now, and though it's in Washington, D.C., people are getting back to work this week, this is priority number one. This is agenda item number one after the Supreme Court decision. Remember, they went into the July 4th recess. This is now priority one. We're only months away from a general election. And for everyone out there who is still willing and ready to fight Obamacare, this is the way to proceed.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, and we want to get your comments, how important is it to fight Obamacare now back in the legislative arena? How big of an issue will this be in the presidential election for you? Our phone lines are open for you. We're taking your calls and comments on 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And I do want to hear from you, so does Jordan, as to how you view this issue in this upcoming election and how important is it to keep fighting on the issue of Obamacare. Now, the focus is the abortion decisions, the abortion aspect of Obamacare, which is also the focus of Eric Cantor's sponsored bill. And that is important, folks. We've already heard from, just since last week when we announced this, 70,000 of you have contacted us via email. We want to get to over 100,000. So you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. This is going to be delivered on Wednesday. This is all of you together saying, repeat Obamacare and focus on those abortion provisions. 1-877-989-2255. You can also, of course, sign on at aclj.org. So 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let me tell you something else, folks. We are in a matching challenge. A group of our donors will match up to $1 million donated from thousands and thousands of concerned American citizens around the country that could be used for our ongoing repeal fight of Obamacare. It's tax deductible. Your $25 becomes $50. So you can do that at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
The court's ruling doesn't mark the end of the debate. It marks a fresh start on the road to repeal.
It's a very troubling decision. The Supreme Court of the United States has determined that Obamacare, the government-run pro-abortion health care law, is constitutional. The legal challenges may be over, but the focus now turns to Congress. A growing number of members of the U.S. House of Representatives are committed to stopping Obamacare. They have scheduled a vote for July 11th to repeal this flawed law. The truth is, Obamacare was bad law before the Supreme Court decision, and it's still bad law today. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Send a powerful message to the House. It's time for Obamacare to go. It's time to repeal this health care law. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls again. We've got a vote coming up on Wednesday, and we are at 70,000, a little over 70,000 signatures right now on this petition to encourage again the repeal of Obamacare. Now the legislation is proposed by Congressman Eric Cantor, specifically references the elective abortion funding and the fact that millions of us will be required to pay personally for a separate abortion premium in violation of our sincerely held religious beliefs, moral and ethical beliefs as well. So this is big news. But to make this happen, we need to get to 100,000 signatures. I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org and sign up online or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and add your voice. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And let me also mention you, when you're at aclj.org, if you make an online gift, we're in our matching challenge. Any amount you give, we get it gets doubled for us. We encourage that. And I'll be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast this afternoon at 1:30 Eastern time talking about the Texas voter ID issue. So that's coming up as well. Jordan, let's go to our phones. Our phone lines are open, and we're taking calls.
Yep. Let's go to Paul calling from New York on line one. Paul, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Great.
Good, good. My question is this. We have to get this law repealed, but how are we going to do that when we have the leader of our Senate, McConnell, saying that it can't be done, it's going to be too hard? I mean, this guy doesn't have the courage to go ahead with this. We need leaders to get this done.
Well, here's what's going to happen. It's got to pass the House first. Once it passes the House, then you got to get it to the Senate. And you want to get the Senate on record. Jordan, the key here is getting the senators on record. Even if we don't have the majority to carry it, it becomes then a huge political issue in the November elections. I mean, gigantic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is also about putting people on the record again, because remember, you had a lot of senators, a lot of moderate Democrats as well, who were really waiting and on the Supreme Court to issue their decision on Obamacare. They did not want to take any steps on it. They didn't want to have to vote on repeal and upset the president because some of them expected, you know, the Supreme Court to hold the key provisions unconstitutional. They were trying to kind of hold their cards. Now they can't. Their constituents know that. We know that. The American people know that. That if you're a U.S. senator right now, you can't use the whole, well, this is going to the courts. So if you don't like the law, if you think this is a bad law, you think it's a poorly drafted law, if you think it's funds abortion, you're a moderate, and you call yourself a pro-life Democrat, all of these things, it's important, Paul, to get them on the record now before 2010, before the 2012 election, so that we see when the elections happen, people know and they have a clear view of who they should be voting for.
And I think that's exactly, I think what Jordan's saying is exactly correct. And the reality is, this is now in the legislative process, but it's also the political aspect of this. So, and I want to ask you that are listening to this broadcast right now, how important of an issue do you see this in the election, and how does it impact your vote? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to get your calls on that. But again, let me draw your attention to the fact that we only got 3 days here. Vote's going to be on Wednesday, so we've got today, tomorrow, and Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon to get the numbers in there. We're close to 100,000 is the goal. We're at about 70,000 right now. We've had a great response. I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org, sign that petition. I know we have voted on this before, folks, but this one also specifically says, while President Obama promised that nothing in the law would fund elective abortion, the law expands the role of the federal government in funding and facilitating abortions and plans that cover abortion. That is in the bill. It also says, moreover, the law effectively forces millions of individuals to personally pay a separate premium for abortion in violation of beliefs. And that's something we talked about, folks, and some on the left were saying, oh, no, it doesn't do that. Well, it was there in black and white in print. It did exactly do that, and now the legislation that Congressman Kanders proposed addresses it specifically. So the vote's going to take place on Wednesday, but it is going to require the American people. We got to get it through the House. The Senate's going to be difficult, but we got to get these senators on record, and this will effectively do that. So again, 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. That's 877-989-2255, or aclj.org is another easy way to do it. Let me ask you all this question. You got the elections only 4 months away. I know we're in the heat of the summer right now. How do you see things? Where are you leaning? What are the issues that concern you? Our phone lines are open for your comments at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yep, Mary Ellen's calling from Illinois online for Mary Ellen. Welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
I just want to, first of all, preface this by saying I've been totally against Obamacare. I helped fight against it. However, my question now is, we were told we couldn't try to get votes to impeach Obama because we would never get the votes in.
Correct. The fact that you disagree with his policy is not grounds for impeachment, but go ahead.
So I'm one. That's it. Like, how does this compare? What's the difference?
Well, this is the impeachment under the Constitution is very different than passing legislation. Legislation originates in the House of Representatives. They're going to pass a bill to repeal. It will then go to the Senate, and Jordan, the Senate's going to stall, but that's going to put all these senators on record, which makes a big difference in the upcoming election, because they can't blame it on what the Supreme Court's going to do, and they can't say, well, you know, we didn't get a chance to vote on it, because they will be given that chance.
That's right. The whole time before the Supreme Court, that's what their argument was. Their argument was, why do we need to be voting on this? The Supreme Court's going to be issuing an opinion on it. And these are a lot of senators listed, places like West Virginia and Missouri. The list goes on, who really did not want to have to take a position on this. They may have voted for the law. Then people were very upset about it, the court challenge. Then they could have actually used the court challenge. I think a lot of them were hoping the Supreme Court was going to strike certain provisions of this, at least the individual mandate, unconstitutional. The court did not. So now, as the court decision said, the majority opinion said, written by Chief Justice Roberts, this is all back to the legislator, back to the American people. So the pressure really is on them. And if they will not vote on it, if they won't vote on it, then listen, that's a yes vote for how I'm concerned. And for everybody out there who's trying to figure out who to vote for in a few months in November, not just at the presidential level, but at the state level for Senate, the House level as well. If you hear that from people, that's a yes vote. That's someone who is not willing to go on the record for this law after the provisions were upheld as legal to do. The policy, though, that doesn't mean the policy is good. So if they refuse to vote on this, Mary Ellen, that means next to every one of their names you could say refuse to vote, which means kept the law okayed.
And there's a lot of – here's what you've got going on right now is the fight in the Senate in this upcoming election is going to be huge. I think it's pretty clear. I mean, I wouldn't take it for granted that Republicans will hold the House, but they got to work hard. The Senate's a different question. There's a lot of seats. Democrats need – in the House, for instance, the Democrats need 25 seats to take back the House of Representatives. Not likely. If you just look at the, if you just kind of look at the numbers in the Senate, for the Republicans going to take it, it's going to take a lot of effort on their part as well, and a lot of numbers at play. But you got 53% of the American people still want Obamacare repealed. It's 13,000 pages of new regulations. We know it has abortion funding, and we want to get these senators on record. And if they don't allow the vote, which is possible, that's effectively telling you where they stand. So again, we want to encourage you to give us a call if you want to talk to us on air. We want to know the issue that's impacting you the most for this upcoming election. Is it the Obamacare? Is it the economy, which I think ties into Obamacare? Is it foreign policy? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's try to grab another call.
Yep, Lorraine calling from Colorado on line two. Lorraine, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi. I was wondering, what are the pros and cons on the Obamacare?
Well, I think the biggest the pro was supposed to be this idea of more coverage for more people. But the reality is the way the plan's set up, and this becomes the con on Obamacare, is not only is it the largest funding increase of abortion, it's economically not sustainable. So the president, who initially, by the way, did not want an individual mandate, what you have now is the president's going to they're going to find that this doesn't work, and then it's going to be single payer, which is basically what Europe has. And we don't want a European styled, socialist-styled medical system in the United States. That would be disastrous. So those are the big differences. If you go to ACLJ.org, we've got a lot more there. We should mention also yesterday was the 1,000th day that Pastor Youssef Nardakhani has been held in jail. And Jordan, there was some new news on that. Quickly give everybody an update on that. It looks like a trial date set.
Yeah, there's a new trial date set for September 8th, so not too far away. Don't have details yet on why there's a new trial set, on what, if there are new charges, if this is to go back on the same issues. So he's got the same problems with his attorney, in serious pressure from the regime, the Iranian regime, Mohammad Dadka. And you've got the situation, of course, involving his local attorneys. And this is 1,001 days in jail, as people are listening today live on Monday. Yesterday, if people saw on Twitter through ACLJ.org and in their emails from me, that was the 1,000th day that Pastor Youssef Nardakhani was in jail, only because of his Christian faith, in a jail in Iran with a death sentence hanging over his head. Now, just because this new trial has been set, I want to make this clear, Dad, that there's no death sentence. The death sentence has not been lifted.
Right.
The apostasy charge has not been lifted yet either. We'll continue to update people as we get information, but I want them to continue in prayer, continue to use our social media tools to keep the story about Pastor Youssef, to keep what's happening to him in the public's eye.
ACLJ.org is a great way to find that out. Folks, if you want to sign that petition to repeal Obamacare, 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org and participate in that matching challenge. Any donation, doubled.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Secchio provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on the Jordan Secchio Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Secchio tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Secchio. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
The court's ruling doesn't mark the end of the debate. It marks a fresh start on the road to repeal.
It's a very troubling decision. The Supreme Court of the United States has determined that Obamacare, the government-run pro-abortion health care law, is constitutional. The legal challenges may be over, but the focus now turns to Congress. A growing number of members of the U.S. House of Representatives are committed to stopping Obamacare. They have scheduled a vote for July 11th to repeal this flawed law. The truth is, Obamacare was bad law before the Supreme Court decision, and it's still bad law today. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Send a powerful message to the House. It's time for Obamacare to go. It's time to repeal this health care law. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone, 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. And we're taking your phone calls, and we're going to start with Grace in New York on line four. Hi, Grace.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
I was just wondering how this law can be constitutional when it's written into the law that two states that we know of are exempt from this law.
Well, actually, four states have been given waivers, and that to give lower coverage than what the law requires. Those are Florida, New Jersey, Ohio, and Tennessee. That's what the administration's top regulator has said, that these are waivers. I'll tell you what's going on here. This is the politics of enforcement of Obamacare. There are a lot of states saying they don't want to get involved in this. This is not what we want to do. There's still this resistance, which is good. That's why you keep fighting. And that's why we're going to keep fighting. As I said, we've heard from about 70,000. The vote on Wednesday is not simply symbolic. The political overtones on it are going to be significant in November, because now you'll know where your senators stand, and that is going to make the issue very clear. So I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org and sign the petition there, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And as I said, you can sign the petition there. And again, we're in a matching challenge. Any amount donated to the ACLJ right now for this until the 15th of August is matched dollar for dollar. So if you donate $10, we get $20. If you donate $50, we get $100. $100, we get $200. So tax-deductible gifts, aclj.org, a great way to do it. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones. A lot of calls are coming in.
Yeah, Chris calling from Texas online, too. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chris.
Yes, how are you?
Good, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, I was wondering if y'all thought that if America can ever recover from the damage caused from this administration.
The answer is yes. I don't think we're beyond beyond getting this thing fixed. But, I mean, look, the country's in a serious situation. It's a difficult situation, both economically and I think politically. And part of it is a moral and spiritual vacuum that's been created. And then you want to look what's happened in the Middle East. I mean, you got this entire Arab Spring that's turned into a nightmare. I mean, an absolute nightmare. You got now the Muslim Brotherhood running Egypt, where the civilian government is supposedly run by the Islamists. I mean, think about this for a moment. This is all what this administration's brought forward. This is all part and parcel of the problem. I think those are going to be the issues that impact people in November.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. This is the key part about all of this is you've got the opportunity, folks. Everyone listening to this broadcast right now, everyone that can hear my voice is going to have a vote in November. And that vote will determine the President of the United States, the makeup of the U.S. Senate, and the makeup of the House of Representatives. By doing that, you will decide if this law stays or goes, because you've got clear contrast here. You've got people saying, I will fight to keep this law. That's the Obama administration side. And then you've got those who are saying, I will fight to repeal this law. Very clear choices to make. The question is, are you going to get out there and make the choice? Exercise your ability to vote, get out there, get involved in grassroots activities, and continue to care about it. Or are you just going to let the Supreme Court decision say, you know what, I'm done fighting? That is up to you. That's a decision you have to make between now and November. But you've got that kind of power. Let's go back to the phones. Jenny calling in from California on line 5. Jenny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much. I pray for you, support you.
Thank you.
Our government is of the people, for the people, by the people. This present government has taken over the automotive, the financial, and now the
healthcare.
That is a dictatorship.
Well, here's what they're doing. I mean, this is part of the process. The president really believes in this European model, kind of socialistic aspect of governance. I mean, Jordan, this is no great surprise. I mean, people are, and they're talking openly about it. They don't think there's anything wrong, the administration, with the government taking over healthcare, taking over the auto industry, handling the banks. This is all part of how they do it. This is how they say this is what's done in Europe. It hadn't worked out too well for Europeans, by the way, I might add, since their economy's in an absolute free-for-all. But the fact of the matter is, this is the reality. This government really believes this.
Yeah, they do believe that this is the best thing for America. I mean, this is why elections are so important. People say elections have consequences. It's very real. It's very true. And that's why when you look at an issue like this, I don't think it could be any clearer about the direction they want to take the country. I don't think they're trying to hide that from anybody. I think that they don't care if the Supreme Court calls it a tax or a penalty. They, in their mind, they win. They can continue to grow the size of government. They continue to expand the government's role. You know what they say? You elected us. You voted us in. You know, you didn't. The repeal didn't happen. It didn't make it to President Obama right after the vote, though the 2010 elections changed things dramatically. I mean, a lot of those members of Congress who voted for this law were defeated after they voted yes for it in 2010. But they're telling you, this is where we want to take the country, and it's up to you. I mean, you've got to – this is what elections are all about. It's up to you. Is this the style of government you want in your country? Because regardless of what the Supreme Court said on the basics of the law being constitutional or not, the question of how you want your government and what kind of government you want, that's going to be up to all the American people.
Absolutely. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, what do you have coming up on your program today?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Pastor Yousef Nadarkhani to give people a full update about that. 1,001 days in jail because of his Christian faith. Yesterday was the 1,000th day. We had a special video on that at ACLJ.org. We'll be talking about some other issues as well, but I did want to get into that for people. We've got a lot of, because of the 1,000 days that happened,
sure.
The 1,000 illegal days, a lot of people have been asking questions. There are updates on Pastor Yousef Nadarkhani. He's still alive, still in jail, has a new court date September 8th. And so we'll continue to update people, and we'll talk about that today on the show.
All right, folks, let me encourage you, if you want to talk to Jordan about Pastor Yousef Nadarkhani, give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. He'll be taking your calls. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to try to grab a couple more calls, too, with a few minutes we have left. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Yeah, Gerald's calling from Washington State on line one. Gerald, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Gerald.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I got
sure.
a quick question and a quick comment.
Okay.
The comment is, thank you guys for helping us have a voice for the unborn, and thank you very much. And the second thing is, before they voted this thing, and
yep.
The judge passed it as constitutional, I voted against it with you guys.
Yep.
Are we on a separate vote?
Yeah, this is a post Supreme Court decision repeal. Jordan, I think it's important to re-emphasize that. This is the first vote post-Supreme Court. So if you've signed on to petitions before with us or other people, those don't count anymore. This is a whole new group.
That's right. This is brand new. And this is new members of Congress, different members of Congress. This is the repeal vote post the Supreme Court decision. House Republican leadership scheduled this right away, and it lets people voice where they are on the issue to make it clear, like you said, Gerald, to everybody listening right now that they continue to support repeal or they continue to support the law. That's all going to happen on Wednesday, July 11th this week here in Washington, D.C., a repeal vote on Obamacare, full repeal of Obamacare, and they really do highlight the abortion problems within this law, in the legislation, in the repeal bill that Majority Leader Eric Cantor has introduced. And the points are very clear on abortion funding, the clearest I think we've seen throughout these repeal processes in the House of Representatives. I hope everybody will take a stand on this that's listening now and will continue to fight this issue. We're going to continue fighting it. We're going to continue standing with those who support the repeal. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Because, Dad, the truth is, this is how you keep Obamacare and issues like this right front and center as
right.
we enter into general election.
All right, folks, let me encourage you to do a couple things here. As I said, we're in a matching challenge, which means any amount you donate to the ACLJ is doubled. Someone is matching it. So if you donate $10, we get 20. 20 becomes 40. 40, 80. 80, 160. So, and of course, 100 becomes 200. So go to ACLJ.org, make an online donation. You can also sign the petition there, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secchio Show. Jordan Secchio provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansecchio.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secchio Show via email, info@secchio.com.